was the last time we talked?
This is HDN.
Wednesday evening was the first time she cried.
It's Wednesday, June 11th, also known as Hump Day. You thought I was going to go Hump Day, didn't you? No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, you're switching it up.
I know it bothers you, so no Hump Day today.
All right. So when is a grand prize not a grand prize? Apparently when you win a trip to Jamaica through Sip and Win.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Hey, for all of you who've written saying you love rants.
Yes.
You've just tuned into the right podcast.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. Well, let me get you the background and the details. Mm-hmm. Robin's Donuts had their Sip and Win contest earlier in the spring. And a gentleman by the name of Robert Cave won the grand prize. He looked under the rim of his coffee, found that he'd won a trip for two to Jamaica. Now, this guy is hardcore. He usually buys about 10 coffees a day from Robin's Donuts, and he's actually won a cash prize in the past. But here's the deal. When he tried to redeem the prize, he was told that he'd have to pay close to $1,000 in taxes and fees if he wanted to go. Now, the contest rules do mention that the winner has to pay taxes, including a departure tax, a $4 per night tax to the Jamaican government, and then a $15 per night service charge. Now, Robin says they're not surprised that reporters are sniffing around. I guess this Mr. Cave dude, Robert Cave.
Caveman.
He's been apparently threatening to go to the press with this for a while. And other winners have tried to get out of paying the fee and taxes in the past. But for the most part, the travel prizes have been redeemed and trips taken and everyone had a good time. So, what is your rant on this kind, sir?
Well, where do we start? First of all, I'd like to just acknowledge the fact that Mr. Cave's son is, in fact, Tyson Cave, mm-hmm. the fighter.
The boxer, yep.
So let's just not give out the whereabouts of the Beaver Bank bunker.
Fair enough.
I am sick and tired of people winning something and then complaining about it.
Oh, boy.
There have been radio stations.
Yes.
That have given away prizes. Yes. And people got very upset because there were hidden fees.
Mm-hmm.
And for Robbins to make a comment saying, well, there have always been taxes and there are these things, it's out of our hands, that's when you add the cash bonus.
Yes.
You say, here's your trip, and you have $1,000 from Robin's Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that $1,000 can be used as spending money, or it could be used to pay the taxes and things like that. So,
amen.
Robin's, you are not off the hook. You should be including that.
Yeah. A prize is a prize.
Okay.
And if you have to pay
money,
you're
going to look like a scumbag if you don't
right.
include that.
Yeah.
However, there is another side to this coin. They didn't include that. So stop looking a gift horse in the mouth. You won a prize. You were up one prize. The day before, you had a coffee with in a cup that had a roll-up thing on it or whatever, and all of a sudden you win a prize. Did you sell the family in order to get this prize? Did you do? No, you won a prize. Hey, isn't that nice? Then they tell you, hey, it's going to cost you a bit because the country of Jamaica charges taxes and blah, 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 and all this stuff. But still, anybody who buys a $2,500 trip still has to pay those taxes over and above. Robbins never said an all expense paid trip. They just said you've won this trip.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he won a trip worth $2,500. If you have to pay something over and above that, then shut up and pay it.
Yeah, but there's plenty of people out there who can't afford to shell out $1,000.
Then give it away to somebody else. It only cost you a goddamn cup of coffee.
For the
most
part,
though.
That's
what bothers me, is these people that complain. And I know from working in radio, we have given away so many prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And people who you'd think, you know, the nicest people in the world, they'll turn around and complain. I can't believe that they did this and they wouldn't carry my luggage from this end to that end and blah, blah, blah. And it goes on and on and on.
Oh, well,
you're
just even
going
the small
on a free trip.
But I mean, even the smallest of prizes, too, I remember. People would win movie passes and they would go, well, that I really don't want to see that movie. Can I go? Can you give me passes to another one?
Oh, there were some real winners back on Q that would say that while we were live on the air.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, these are, think about it, these movie companies and restaurants or whatever, those are sponsors.
Mm.
They've paid the money. They've given away these free things in order for you to advertise their company on the air. So how do you think they feel when I go, hey, you've won that contest. You've won this movie pass for two. The same movie pass, I must add, that we talked about when we first put the call out for contestants on this damn contest.
Exactly.
So for you on the air to say, yeah, can I exchange that for something else? Because I don't really want to go see that movie. Mm. You know what? Then don't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
And the same thing with this roll up the rim thing, or sorry, sip and win, or whatever Robbins is calling it. If you've won something, if you really feel that way, mm-hmm. if you really cannot afford to pay the taxes to go to Jamaica, then quite frankly, you probably wouldn't have had a very good time in Jamaica anyway, unless you had somebody there, you know, rubbing your feet the whole way and paying for things, because there are going to be extra costs. These are the same extra costs that people who actually shell out the $2,500 have to pay over and above.
But to be perfectly honest, $1,000 really out of the pocket of Robin's Donuts would be jack shit.
Exactly. No, that's what I said. But when they first set up the contest, Robin's, if you're listening to me right now, slap yourself on the wrist because you should be offering that extra money. You have to say, we will pay this, this, and this. If it's just the trip, then you just win the trip.
I don't know. I just think these companies should pay for everything so these trips can be taken, no strings attached, and no extra cost incurred by the winner.
But if you notice, it's worth it
not to get the negative press.
Sure it is. And that's what I said. Robbins, if you're listening, take our advice.
Mm-hmm.
Put that extra little caveat in there. Give them some spending money as well. You'll have a lot less hassle.
That's right.
But having said that, nowhere does Robin say it is an all-expense-paid trip. They don't say that. They say it's a trip valued at. If there's any additional cost on top of that, that's like me saying, hey, you've got to rent a car for a year. And then you turning around saying, yeah, but it's I just ran out of gas. You're going to keep filling this up, aren't you? It's like, no. We're just giving you a car for a year. Are you not grateful that I'm giving you a freaking car for a year? Do you have to, you know, come back to me and start asking for gas? You know, when you win these dream houses, if all of a sudden you have to pay property tax, I know people who get just downright disgruntled. What? You mean this is going to cost me? Of course, it's a house, but it was a house that these people gave you.
It cost you a dollar or $100.
Or...
All of those dream houses, or the vast majority of them, come with a $10,000 cash prize to cover off that first year of property taxes.
And you know what? They don't call it that, though.
No.
They say it's, hey, plus a $10,000 bonus. It's because these lottery companies have learned their lesson.
Yes.
You can't just give away a house because people will look you, Mr. and Mrs. Gift Horse, in the mouth and complain about something. Mm. So in order to minimize that bad publicity, they give $10,000 away with the house. And that's what, once again, Robbins, you should have done, because we as human beings are greedy by nature, and there are always people like this Mr. Cave, who will get a free trip handed to him, and he will look at what he's not getting. Mr. Cave, I suggest you just look back over the last few days before you won this trip.
Mm-hmm.
You had nothing.
Mm.
Now, you can either have nothing, and you'll be no further ahead or no further behind, or you can say, I have a free trip. But this trip is going to cost me some in taxes, so basically, I've got a $4,000 trip for about a grand.
Mm.
Because they're saying it's, what, $2,500?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's going to cost you an extra $1,000 or something.
Mm.
So basically, that's a $3,500 trip that you have for $1,000. That's a pretty incredible deal. I would thank Robbins for that one and just shut your pie hole. Or you can throw it in the garbage or give it to a friend who can afford the $1,000. But don't turn around and complain to Robbins that they're not giving me everything. I want everything. I just get so sick of that. There endeth my rant. And notice how I ranted on both sides?
That's very nice.
I'm equally
Equal
angry.
Equal opportunity ranter.
I'm angry at both sides, but for completely different reasons. I'm angry at Robbins for not setting up the contest properly, and I'm angry with Mr. Cave for losing my faith in the human race and being Mr. Greedy Man.
Hey, happy Tax Freedom Day. Actually, Tax Freedom Day was yesterday. So that means starting today, everything you earn goes to you. Everything you earned before yesterday went to the government. Now, of course, this is based on...
It's all averages, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Average family paying about $43,000 in total taxes. That's everything. That's sales, income, property so far. You wonder how Canada stacks up. Kind of interesting. We're sort of mid-pack. Tax Freedom Day in the U.S. happened about 6 weeks ago. In the U.K., it was a couple of weeks ago, but if you live in Germany or Norway, you don't get your Tax Freedom Day until July.
But you know what you do get?
What's that?
You get the ability not to have to wait in lineups for weeks on end to see a doctor. You get roads that don't have freaking potholes in them.
Oh, you're talking 10 about Germany and Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? They're going to be paying the government for a while, but they're actually getting services. Mm. We're paying the government until now, and I'm looking around. We're not getting a hell of a lot.
Our services are eroding.
Just like the potholes that people are supposed to be fixing.
Hey, can I interest you in a little washer toss? I have to admit, I had no idea what washer toss was until we moved to the Beaver Bank bunker. And the neighbors, I saw the neighbors playing it one night.
It's basically horseshoes that's safe for if you have kids around. It's safe lawn darts. I mean, really, you get a bunch of grown-ups sitting around a backyard with drinks in their hand, tossing something.
Yeah.
And we've just made it a little less heavy than horseshoes and less sharp than lawn darts. And there you have the washer toss.
It's a good compromise.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Sakawa Canoe Club is having a washer toss tournament coming up on Saturday, June the 14th at the Sakawa Canoe Club. And teams of two, only $40 to enter. That does include a couple of drink tickets. There's going to be a beer tent, barbecue, lots of prizes to win as well. All starts at 9 o'clock. So if you are interested in entering a team, www.sakawa.ca to register and get some more information. So some interesting changes happening over at Dalhousie University. They've approved a sweeping hazing policy. Now, it happened earlier this week, and this whole thing comes down about 18 months after the university suspended all of its women's hockey team, except for the non-rookie players. Remember that happened back in January of last year because of a hazing incident that took place during a house party.
Right.
And the first-year players weren't suspended, but since they were the only ones left on the roster, there wasn't enough players to ice a team, so the whole rest of the season had to be canceled. And so now the university does have a policy that covers off a whole lot of everything, but it still seems pretty loosey-goosey. It gives the university the ability to deal with the minor situations immediately. So the example that they cite is you got yourself a first-year hockey player who has to clean up all the pucks after practice, and coach notices that the senior players just go waltzing into the dressing room. Well, that is a rite of passage form of hazing,
right?
But that's very minor on the scale. So
there's an element to hazing. A lot of these groups had hazings or had these initiations that people had to go through because, you know what, brother, you went through it. Don't worry, I went through it last year.
It got out of hand. You know, there's a big difference between stripping an athlete down to his underwear, painting him with whipped cream and forcing him to march along Summer Street, and making the rookies on a basketball team be the ones that have to wash all the towels.
You're right. Have you seen those towels? They're disgusting. They smell like a locker room. My uncle used to talk to me, but he had actual tattoos. I'm trying to think if it was, I think it was when he was signed to the Edmonton Eskimos.
Mm.
And it was these very large football players.
As most are.
That held him down and shaved part of his body and rubbed shoe polish all over it. They called that blackballing somebody.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And when you're kicking and screaming with a lot of very large football players wielding a razor, you're going to get cut.
Ooh.
And so he's permanently tattooed in a certain area of his body with shoe polish.
Nice.
You know what?
They definitely would be kicked out of Dal for that.
Yeah, I think so. But the fact is, everybody did it. Mm. Everybody went through it. And when you're talking, if you're marching off to war, even if that war is trying to get the Grey Cup, for instance, and you're on a team, it is a bonding experience. Every single person in that dressing room went through it as well. And you've all been through the ringer together, and we're going off to war. That's what an initiation is all about.
I don't know. I think there's got to be a better way to bond. I mean, you know, sit down together and watch Brian's Song and cry or something. Like, that's, you know.
I could just see a bunch of professional football players doing that. Well, maybe later on a weekend with a bonding experience. With a Chardonnay in hand or something.
All right. And finally for you today, the great debate. As we wind down the school year, a lot of teachers will be getting gifts from their students, and Lord only knows they do not need another mug. Now, I remember I caught shit for this big time a few years ago when I bought Bronwyn's teacher a gift card to the NSLC. I had so many people tell me it was highly inappropriate. It was insulting.
I bet you it wasn't through the teachers. I bet you they just said, no, no, that's fine.
We'll take that. Yeah,
that's good. Keep them coming.
So, I don't know. Is it
Who gave you shit for this? Because I sure didn't.
No.
That's a fine. I mean, they've got their summer off. Not only are they given the task to educate our kids, but they're basically caregivers throughout the day while we toddle off to work or wherever. You know, we have to deal with the kids after school. And when it comes to teenagers, I know how frustrating that can be. Can you imagine having an entire room full of them every single day? I think when the summer comes around, a couple of pops might not be a bad idea.
So there you go. Think about that. What's better, a Tim Hortons gift card or an NSLC gift certificate for teachers at the end of the year?
It all depends, because if it's rolling up the rim or sipping to win, I bet you they're not going to pay for the full contest. And teachers can't afford that extra tax, you know, that the Jamaican government charges.
You can forward any and all comments to our Facebook page, Facebook/The Halifax Daily News.
Is that it?
That's it for me.
Okay, we're back again tomorrow.
Until then.